How should a parent feel when a child of theirs has wandered from their faith, even though they have been raised in a Christian home and taught to obey God's word? Unfortunately, there are no guarantees, but we want to look closer at what the Bible says about this on the next Family Matters. Please stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a question from a highly disillusioned mother who asked, "Doesn't Proverbs 22:6 promise that kids who are raised properly by their parents will turn out all right?" That's not been our experience at all. Our university-age son walked away from his faith a year ago and started engaging in some extremely destructive behaviors. Now his younger sister seems to be following in his footsteps. We're a Christian family and we've always tried to raise our kids in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Where did we go wrong? You're not alone. Many other parents are wrestling with issues similar to those that have been causing you so much anguish and grief. Some find themselves in the thick of an ongoing struggle with rebellious teenagers. Others have watched adult children completely reject the Christian faith in spite of everything they've done to lead them to Christ. Like you, most of these moms and dads are already carrying a heavy and debilitating burden of guilt and shame. They blame themselves for the spiritual waywardness of their children and assume full responsibility for the unfortunate choices their offspring have made. This attitude informs our way of looking at the specific question you've raised. What does the Bible really mean when it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it"? Proverbs 22:6. For obvious reasons, many parents in your position regard this verse as a pronouncement of condemnation. They reason that the proof is in the pudding. They tell themselves that if only they had done a better job of training up their child, he or she would never have departed from the right path. We realize that these feelings may be justified in some situations, but we'd also suggest that this is not universally the case. We're convinced that it isn't fair to draw any such conclusion on the basis of Proverbs 22:6 alone. Why not? Because a careful study of Scripture leads us to believe that this verse was never meant to be understood as an absolute promise, but rather as a statement of probability. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, "A proverb is a literary device whereby a general truth is brought to bear on a specific situation." Many of the proverbs are not absolute guarantees, for they express truths that are necessarily conditioned by prevailing circumstances. Though the proverbs are generally and usually true, occasional exceptions may be noted. This may be because of the self-will or deliberate disobedience of an individual who chooses to go his own way, the way of folly instead of the way of wisdom. For that he is held responsible. It is generally true, however, that most children who are brought up in Christian homes under the influence of godly parents who teach and live God's standards follow that training. If your conscience is clear before the Lord, we'd encourage you to take heart and stop blaming yourself for the mistakes of your children. You can't make their decisions for them or control their relationship with God. If they've rebelled against you and rejected your faith in spite of your best efforts to diffuse their hostile attitude and behavior, try to take some comfort in the thought that you've been faithful to your responsibilities and obligations as a parent. Bear in mind, too, that the final chapter of their story has yet to be written. God is able to use their youthful errors to teach them valuable lessons and bring them at last to a place of humility and repentance. This is evident from the examples of many biblical characters such as Jacob, Joseph's brothers, and Jonah. Remember the exact words in which Proverbs 22:6 expresses its statement of probability: "When he is old, he will not depart from it." Our prayer is that your children will see the error of their ways and return to their faith. We're sure you'll be praying the same prayer. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us for the next edition of Family Matters.